Welcome to this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. I'm going to talk about something that I wish I'd known many years ago, and that is the Holy Spirit, how he works, how he moves, how he communicates, how he wants a relationship with us. Now, it's highly personal to all of us, so it's going to be a little different interaction for every single one of us, and I think that's part of the problem. We try to put the Holy Spirit in a box, and we try to say, well, it interacts with him or her in this way, therefore it should with me as well, or we don't even try to understand. In many cases, we just don't know, and that's why it's very important to me, and I think to us, to speak about it on this episode, because it keeps coming up for me. So let me kind of describe my own personal journey with him and how I see it. Well, I was typically one of those that, and it's very typical this way of my age group. You say I was saved when I was 14 or 16 at a church camp. And, it was an emotional decision, and someone said, here's what you need to do. And it was great. The challenge is, afterwards, no one really said, here's what it means. Here's what it means. Here's how this relationship starts, and here is how it looks. So that's why I'm going to describe that right now. On a previous episode, I recorded one, and I think it was titled The Greatest Sermon, or something like that, Most Impactful Sermon on Me. And here's how that went. So I was walking into a new church, and I was at the back of that. I'll give a brief summary here because how it ended. And the pastor said in there, he said, don't listen to me. Don't pay too much attention to me. But here's the key. Go home, sit on the end of your couch, open that Bible and say, Lord, here I am. It's between you and me. Well, that started a personal relationship with Jesus Christ for me and in understanding the word. And what followed after that, and I really didn't know what followed after that, other than certain things started happening, right? And things started, communication started happening. I would hear things or see things or pray a little differently and have different interactions. But what I realized for me, it was the Holy Spirit moving. And I didn't know. No one had ever said, here's what it means to have the Holy Spirit in your life. Look, when Jesus told his disciples, I'm leaving, but don't be sad. I'm sending somebody behind me that's going to allow you to do greater things. It's going to be a comforter. It's going to be a teacher. Listen to that still small voice. And he was referencing the Holy Spirit. So why don't we talk about it very often? Let me go into that first, and then I'm gonna see how, mention how he moves in my life. Again, he moves differently. I was having a conversation not too long ago with someone, and I said, I just don't understand why we don't talk about the Holy Spirit more often. Now, I'm not one that's really that outspoken. I'm somewhat introverted and soft-spoken, but I was in that moment. I was speaking to some people I was close to. So don't worry if you see me out and about. I'm not going to drop that one on you unless you ask me to talk about him. But I was like, wait a minute here. Why don't we know more about the Holy Spirit? Why are we not talking more about the Holy Spirit? And I started describing the importance of it. You know, there's a verse in there about, you know, a man that finds a pearl somewhere and he sells everything he can to buy that pearl. And that's how it was. It's like I had found something that was so meaningful to me that I just had to tell somebody else. He just says, like that man that owns all that money, you just sell everything to be able to get that. And that's what that parable means in there. You know, you just find something that's such a gift. And you just can't help but want to know more. So that's where I was on the back porch of these people's house. They were close to mine. I said, I don't understand why I don't talk about it more. And they stopped and they said, well, we just don't know. People just don't know. They don't know. And that goes back to my question. Why are we not talking about him more often? And that's why I'm talking about him here. And there's another reason I'm talking about him here. And that is because, let me go to the first point. First point is the difference he's made in my life. And then the second point is what I'm hearing on this podcast. So when I started understanding the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and the you know, the voice that's going to guide you, I realized that the more I understood how to relate to the Holy Spirit, the more my life would have more peace in it, and more joy, and more comfort, and more direction, more purpose. It would have more, but it would have all those things and so many other things, but I would have to learn the interaction. But what it was not for me, it was not an immediate feeling. For me, it's not an immediate feeling. And here's why I think that is. It's because it's a relationship. So when I feel the Holy Spirit moving and speaking to me, I go, okay, Lord, your servant's here and I'm listening. Tell me what you want me to do. And oftentimes I will hear or someone will come into my life and make a connection. And I'll go, okay, there's the answer. But what we want to do is we want to outpace. At least I want to outpace them, right? So I want to go, oh, here's the next step that you provided for me. And I see 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 steps down. No. The Holy Spirit will say to me, at least, take that next step. Take the next step because I'm directing you. You feel me moving in your presence. You feel that peace, that joy, that direction. You hear that still small voice behind you saying, go to the right or to the left. So listen. So I take that first step. And then what you have to do, if you have to pause and okay, I've taken that first step. Now what? And then if you pause and you learn how to engage with the Holy Spirit, he will tell you the second one and the third one and the fourth one and the fifth one. But why does he not give you the entire mapped out plan to where he wants you to go in his will? It's because it's a relationship. It's a relationship. He wants me to continue to pray and go, Lord, okay, I took that first one. Now what? It's like the dropping of the breadcrumbs. It's a relationship that just keeps moving. And over time, what it does is it's a sanctification process that says, okay, I have removed this barrier for us communicating. Here I am. I'm removing this barrier for us to communicate. Here I am. Now speak to me because I want to hear your voice. It's like a hunger for your voice. It's like that verse in there. It says, I'm like a deer that's panting for water. You know, I just want more and more and more. And that's what has happened. Does not mean perfection. Like I used to go, well, in order to live the right kind of life, I have to remove every barrier from my life that might be hindering that, you know, remove every single thing that's a block. No. What I understood was he loves me. He loves me regardless of where I am and where he finds me. And he wants my relationship to grow deeper by leaning in. So it's not an all of a sudden rush, overwhelming, everything's removed. It's JD, listen, lean into me. Sometimes the best prayer, certainly in darkness, is to say, help me. Lord, please help me in the name of Jesus Christ. Please help me. And then you're going to get a little nudge to go here, or somebody's going to come into your life, or you're going to hear scriptures are going to come to mind. And you're going to hear more about those connections over time with me, because such a fascinating part of the story is how he works. Again, it's a relationship. And there's a second reason to bring this up here, because what you'll find is as you go down that path of trying to be led by the Holy Spirit or being led, when I say trying, because it's not easy. But when you go down that path and you go, I'm being led by the Holy Spirit, what you'll notice is people will start coming into your life. And you'll learn how to discern who's being led by the Holy Spirit and who's not. But when those people come to your life and they're led by the Holy Spirit, it means there's some kind of connection that you're supposed to have. There's some kind of thing that you're supposed to do. You don't know. Here's the thing, going back to this. You don't know if it's just a brief interaction. Maybe you just interacted and it was just pleasant and it was peaceful and then you move on. Or maybe it was a season of a week or two, or maybe it was a lifelong season. But what you'll notice is that more people start coming in that are led by the Spirit. They become curious. We become curious in this. And the reason I say that is because not every guest on here is going to mention anything about faith. I don't make that a requirement. And I don't want it to be a requirement, because I'm just curious about what make makes people succeed on their own personal walk. So I'm not making a requirement for guests to be on here. Not at all. If they don't mention their faith, it's absolutely no problem. Here's the other side of that thing. So I often will reach out to somebody because they say, someone will connect us. It happened last week. You need to reach out to this person because they need to be a podcast guest. And I called them up. They didn't know anything about me, and I didn't know anything about them. And here's how it went. I said, hey, would you be a podcast guest? Because I would like to learn more about your business. And he goes, yeah. And here's what my business does. He goes, well, I have a business that was founded to create employment opportunities for the special needs neurodiverse. But you've heard me many times on this podcast, on these episodes, talk about that group. I love that community. I love being with that community. So when I perked up and went, wow, I had no idea that guest had done that, had formed the business in order to do that, but it kind of lined up with where I was headed. And then he paused for a minute. Again, he didn't know anything about my podcast and not heard it. It's the first time we've talked on the phone. And he goes, I have to ask you a question. He said, do you mind if when I get on your podcast, I talk about my faith? And I was, at that point, I just kind of backed up in my chair and went, I didn't put it this way, but here's a thought I had. I went, you know what? So many of the guests are going that direction, and I'm not intentionally prompting it. So I'm not intentionally prompting people to go that direction, but they are. So I told him, I said, go for it. You go any direction you want to, but feel comfortable to use this platform as a way to express your faith. Again, I'm not looking for guests that are going to do that. They're just kind of coming forward. So why do I mention this? It goes back to what I find in my own personal walk with the Holy Spirit. He gives confirmation. He gives confirmation by people coming in into your life that we have built a platform here. Circle the Pen has built a platform to give a voice to people where it's often overlooked or they don't have a voice, but they have great value. It's our platform. So when the Holy Spirit's moving and a podcast guest says, do you mind if I talk about your faith? I go, yes, please. If that is what is coming from your heart, you speak about them. So that is part of my walk with the Holy Spirit. And see, it's a walk. It's an ongoing journey. It's an ongoing journey. But again, to kind of close this episode out, it was me searching and me reaching out, going, help me. And then going, okay, now something is happening here. What is it? And then me intentionally trying to study what it means to live a life that's kind of guided by the Holy Spirit. And look, who doesn't want peace and joy and comfort regardless of the situations? So it changed a way of viewing life, of living life for me. It changed a way of life for me. And again, to kind of summarize, it changed the way I looked at life, and it changed the way people were engaging with me. So it's been kind of a fun journey as I've gone through this. So from time to time, you're going to notice in these podcast episodes that common language, that common theme. And I just encourage you, if you have any questions or you want to learn more about what it's like to live with the Holy Spirit guiding you, you can listen to some of these podcast episodes and you can pick up on that, or you can just reach out to somebody that you know walks that way. Again, just open up and say, you know, what does this mean? You know, what does it mean to live a life that's guided by the Holy Spirit? Or, as always, you can reach out to me directly at jd@circleofthepanda.com. And this concludes another episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. Circle of the Panda creates platforms for groups that have great value but are often not heard. We also form business collaborations when the right things line up. This is a production of Panda Marketing Services. So if you have any questions at all, you can find me at circleofthepandapodcast.com, or you can email me directly at jd@circleofthepanda. Wish you all the best and peace to you.